Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you. Thank you for taking time to tune in to the Vitamin D Podcast. And if this is your first time, welcome. You know, Vitamin D is a multivitamin for your mind. It's where I use lyrics of popular music, conversations with everyday people like you and me, and some of your favorite celebrities for inspiring conversations and insights. Vitamin D is a multivitamin for your mind, your body, and your soul. You dig me? It's all about you living your best life. It's all about you living your life on purpose and for a purpose. Can you dig that? This podcast is simply about you getting excited about your life. Do you dig what I'm saying? Like, only for you to feel good. Like, who doesn't want to feel good? You know it feels good to feel good. Think about like when you were a child and you were having fun and you didn't have anything to worry about. It felt good. Whether it was you on a playground, whether it was you having an imaginary story, you were feeling good. So this is all about coming back to the goodness. And see, I call it vitamin D because vitamin D is all about shedding light. So you get vitamin D from the sun. You know, my name is Dawn. So I'm shedding light into your life. Can you dig what I'm saying? Okay, so we got it. So if you're new, welcome. As you spend more time with us, you'll see how it unfolds more. And if you're returning, welcome back, family. How you doing? We are in the second week of February of 2021. Now, you know, I told you on the first episode, remember who you are of 2021. This is an and one season. We're talking and one, okay? We got the vision. This is and one. We're adding it. And I may have mentioned this, but I also talked about the whole idea of resonating in joy. Because, you know, happiness is fleeting. You know, it's a moment. But joy is a state of being, okay? We got to walk in that. We got to reside in that. We got to really feel in that. And so I wanted this episode, and I'm going to start doing this more and more, to really unfold the principles of what vitamin D is. And just things that I think the basics of what we stand for, it's going to be like our creed, you know? What feels good in the moment. And like I told you before, and if this is your first time hearing it, vitamin D is a gift for me as well. And I pray that it's a gift for you, but I'm learning new things. I'm discovering new things. They say the journey is the experience and the experience is the journey. And one of the main things that you will hear me say at the end of every episode of Vitamin D is that you are your greatest asset, because it's like a life bank account, right? If you think of any account, you can put things in and make a deposit, or you make a withdrawal, and oftentimes we refer to it as a liability. One cannot coexist without the other. Like, you're allowed to get credit so that you can purchase new things, right? But it takes debt to acquire credit. But understand, you win when you can learn how to balance. And that's what we have to do with life. Just like the yin and the yang. Just like with vitamin D, we're shedding light on the good and the bad. And it's not negating or, you know, disregarding another. It's saying you see it. Because one thing that vitamin D does is it allows you to see. And when you can see that whole notion of the fear, false evidence appearing real, well, guess what? It doesn't exist. And if it doesn't exist, you reside in joy. When it doesn't exist, you decide to live your best life. When it doesn't exist, you can be everything you are destined to be because you have nothing to fear. Okay? Oftentimes, we get upset in situations because it didn't unfold how we thought it was going to unfold. For whatever reason, we had this construct that, oh, I wanted to acquire this. I want to succeed in that. And if it didn't work at the timing that we wanted it, or perhaps we didn't receive it in the way we thought we were supposed to receive it, we forget the gift that everything is happening for the greater good. When you reside in joy, you understand that everything is shaping you so that you can have that whole capacity to hold whatever it is that you're coming. And see, that's the gift of life. And see, in order to receive the gift, that's going to require you to be the present. Hello, present, presence, present. Come on, all right? So as we unfold more and more, I want to dedicate this dose of vitamin D simply to self-love. So without further ado, it's time for your dose of vitamin D.
Get your vitamin D right here with me and get excited about your life.
Real love. I'm searching for the real love. Someone to get my heart to. Real love. Probably messed that up, but what's real love to you? Now, in this conversation, we are getting to the heart of the matter. Huh? Now, see, when we talk about heart of the matter, we have to think about, you know, home is where the heart is. It's where we reside, right? And when we talk about being our greatest asset, you have to love it, because when you love, you honor something. There is an appreciation. And, you know, as you're in this finite time called life, there's an authority that you have. There's a dominion that you have. There is a duty, a calling for you to live your best life, because you were given a gift. And understand that the greatest gifts are the gifts that keep on giving. I mean, look at it. Look, the gift of light is life. Stop. What? Huh? Try it. When we talk about like the gift of life, right? And what it means, you can't negate what light does. And I was thinking about today, you know, I've been singing on a few past episodes, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This light that's inside of me, right? This gift, right? We celebrate life each year. And when you think about it, you're celebrating another evolution around the sun. Wait a minute. Come on. Are you checking with me? Now, if we're in a situation, if we're celebrating this next evolution around the sun, do you understand that that's a new year around the light? Remember, light yields life. You heard what we talked about with Dr. Red Cross and vitamin D and how imperative it is. Light yields life. But here's the thing. When you talk about self-love, you can't miss out on a certain attributes of it. And it's things that it's unfolding to me. It's unraveling to me. But what I'm starting to realize with self-love is there's a permission that you give yourself to experience life. Huh? When was the last time you gave yourself permission to be you? Because I feel like oftentimes we put ourselves in boxes of restraints where we have to color inside the lines, we have to do the norm. But when do you go out and take a chance on you? When do you go out to be so open and vulnerable, you're not even thinking about how much you're going to lose, but how much you're going to gain? When do you realize that that self-love from you doesn't require you to change who you are, because there are no attachments when you talk about love, because love is free. And if you are love and you are loved, why wouldn't you be free? But at the same time, it's also having an appreciation of your boundaries. You know, when I was working with one of the renowned speakers, Lisa Nichols, one thing I learned, and it's always stuck with me, she says, You have to allow your no to others to be the yes to yourself. Huh? Well, here's the thing. Sometimes we get in a situation where we're so bound to try to appease other people, right? We try to conform ourselves to follow a career. We probably conform ourselves to go into certain relationships, to acquire certain things, to want to change who we are because we're seeking some other approval. But when you talk about love, love is already contained. It's equipped. So in setting that boundaries, you are saying, hey, I'm saying no to you so I can say yes to me. Whether that's if you are somebody that works a lot, which that's me. Dawn, you are not going to say yes to every single thing. You have to set a boundary. Perhaps you're an individual who loves on your family and you love to do things for them, but you find that every time you're overextending yourself, and when you overextend yourself, remember we talked about the life bank account? Well, guess what? Your account goes into the negative, because when are you given time to deposit back into yourself? That's love. Now, remember what I said about now requiring you to change. I didn't mean that you can't change for the greater good. I'm talking about changing for other people, saying no to appease someone else. Now, when you talk about love, that kind of change is good, whether that's loving yourself in a healthier lifestyle, loving yourself to equip yourself in a relationship. Now, if we go on to a biblical stance, think about it, the potter's house. God, Jesus is love. And I've talked about it before when we talk about molding and sculpting. We talked about the pressures. We talked about the water, the tears. We talked about, you know, the pinching, the squeezing to mold itself so that we can hold the capacity of what is meant on our life, right? And then we're testing the fire. Now, if you didn't catch it there, how about we talk about what allows a diamond to shine? Are the multitudes of cuts that have been placed within it? This diamond was once a piece of coal. Coal. And all of this pressure from every angle, did you hear me? All of this pressure from every angle, unimaginable, transform the state. And we talk about life, we are transforming the state of our existence. The whole goal is to get elevated. Whoa. The whole goal is to get elevated. So this diamond is changing its existence. And if that wasn't enough, it's sliced and diced from even more pain, from even more disdain. But even regardless of all of that, decides to step in the same thing we evolve around every year of our life, the light. You see what I'm saying? What allows a diamond to shine are the multitudes of cuts with the place within it. So when we talk about love, how are you going to say the no to others so that you can say the yes to yourself? Because when you do that, you give yourself permission to live your life such as you. And you understand that you have to set boundaries. And you know what you also have to understand? You got to understand that also self-love is about forgiveness. Huh? We make mistakes. We're not perfect. Hello, I'm going to give you another example. When Jesus was down here in this whole story, he even fell 3 times. That was in the flesh moment. Forgiveness of myself is saying, even remembering my mother, you know, my mom's anniversary is coming up, but even remembering my mother, I was a little kid. I didn't know any better. I was probably like 8 years old. And my mother, she was known to have super long hair, like thick, thick hair. Her hair could be in a ponytail and it's all the way in the middle of her back, if not like in the chair, sitting there. She said she didn't like the way I did something and she was handling her chemo treatments. And I looked at her and I said, well, what if I didn't like the fact that your head was bald? I didn't know what I was really saying. Now, fast forward, I don't know, about 15, 17 years after that, my mother dies. And all I can think about is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that. And as a result of that, for a few years after that, I would shave my head bald because I wanted to be that representation that you are not your hair. Like, truly, your beauty is inside. And I had to give that forgiveness to Dawn because I was a child. I was a child. I have to forgive myself even times that I think that maybe I didn't go home enough. If I wasn't out in New York living, the last couple of years of my mom's life, I would have been there. But I understand that my mom wanted me to live up my dreams and I was there for her. Because when you find yourself and you're in a moment you condemn, it's a shame. It's a shame of being who you are because the mistakes you have made, but you can't do it to yourself. That's not what love is. Because remember, love is free. Okay. When you don't forgive, you allow things to be locked up. That doesn't mean that you have to have yourself succumb to it. But remember, we talked about the boundaries. Now, here's another thing. You ready? Now I got to take a sip. I'm going to take a sip of my LaCroix on this one. You're going to have to be honest with yourself. And hey, catch this. It's going to require you to be patient because we're constantly growing. And for many, such as myself, I'm constantly going where, you know, I think my actions, I think my words are being conveyed one how, but Dawn, take a minute, stop and listen. Now, I told you maybe before, if you go back on some past episodes, I made a vision board and it's amazing how I'm seeing all of it unfold. You know, we got on here like coming from behind the scenes. Oh, it says out of the shadows, being a woman in color and media. Look at me, Dawnday on her podcast. Look at me, Dawnday on the love of Jason. Look at me, Dawnday with Cosmic Force. But one of the things that I also have is take your time. You know, I'm an Aries, so I'm like fire. Go, 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 go. Just the same as fire that can keep you warm and to cook your food, that fire can burn you. So I'm learning to take my time. Because just as if you come on the light too quick, it can blind your eyes. So when we talk about being honest, it's sitting there. It's waiting for things to be revealed. Understanding that things take time. Don't rush it. Think about your roots. Oh, let me tell you the story that just happened today. So I've been in the process of redecorating my home. And I've been traveling back and forth out of town. And, you know, I have a plant. And so I think she got a little neglected a little bit. But I was so excited because outside, you know, we're going to the season and going into spring. Ha, Dawn's birthday. But they put some fertilizer out there. And when I was in Detroit last week or a couple weeks ago, one of my cousins, Man, he was talking about making a compost for the plants. So I was like, oh, my gosh, there's manure out there. I'm going to bring it inside. Not even thinking. I come in the house and I'm like, oh, okay, let me dig up the soil. And I was like, I'm gonna put the manure there. But as I'm taking it, I'm breaking the soil apart. I see roots. Roots are being pulled up. Oh my gosh. And I'm putting the manure down. And because I'm moving so fast, I forgot that, you know, the roots are connected to the core. If your roots aren't connected, everything that is an extension of that can die. So now what I hope happen or will happen that this nourishment with the plant is that it could bypass, but there's a chance that the roots have been effective. Now, let's think about us. Let's come back to self-love. And then you think about it, being honest with yourself, it's going down deep, right? That's what we talk about, this little light of mine. That's the core. Even when you think about, and I was thinking about this plant that I'm telling you, which I'm thinking I'm rushing, I'm pulling up the soil. When you think about the plants outside, the roots are all going towards the core. Remember, I told you at the top of this episode, I said, we're getting down to the heart of the matter. And it reminds me of the song with NDRE. And she says, we're going to get down to the heart of the matter when my flesh gets weak. You got, anyway, Testimonials Volume 2. And I'm getting NDRE. She's coming on the podcast. But she, I took some lyrics from there. She says, it's like the thoughts seem to scatter. And the heart is so shattered. You realize it's time to get to the heart of the matter. It's about forgiveness. Forgiveness of you, me, and ourselves. But you got to get to the core of what you're saying. You got to get to the core of why you do what it is that you do. And until you take time with yourself, that's when you see that. And this is what you got to realize too. When we talk about self-love, self-love is doing right by yourself. It's being your true self. Just like I told you about not having restraints. I was just telling my sketchmate, and you know I do improv. I study improv at the Groundlings. I told you about this theory of the yes sandwich I love. We were just speaking and I was telling him, I said, you know, it's so interesting for so long. I've wanted to get locks and I didn't because I thought that it was going to restrict me from opportunities and things that I wanted to do was going to put me in a box of people were going to be labeling. I look back and probably the year 2020 was really life-changing for me. And it was literally like one of my good girlfriends, Shelly Slack says, that of a transformation of a butterfly. She has her book, Life as a Butterfly. And thinking about in that cocoon, when I had to step out and get brave and get naked, and I was growing my locks. And I was on my podcast, like I told you on The Love of Jason, my weekend segment on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and Dawn still has her locks because it's about being true to who you are. Remember that whole thing about being honest. And even as my hair, the beginning process, it's not what I can say the best or the cutest, but it's part of the process and the journey. And just like when we talk about when the roots are going in, whether you're going after your dreams, whether you're sowing your relationship with yourself, with your God, with whomever, whatever, it's going to take time. I'll even tell you this. I got excited today. I was sitting here really excited about the fact of just the revelations that I'm having in my life. and knowing that I'm on the path of this aspiration of being bigger than Oprah, like it's happening. Like I can feel the magic. You ever feel magic on your life when you expect greatness? See, that's when love, you just expect the best, right? So I'm so excited. And I said, oh my gosh, I was like, you know what? I'm going down to this vegan cafe. And I was like, I'm gonna get this smoothie. They have something called a banana black magic smoothie. And I ran into this young lady. And it's amazing that when you go after your mind, when you do what you want to do, how the gifts and things unfold. And the gift that I got from her, she was telling me of what she studied with yoga. She says, nothing meant for you will pass you by as long as you are putting yourself out there and actively seeking the opportunities. Huh? Every time that I've decided to be bold about my dreams, every time that I decided to travel, to take a trip, to go after an opportunity, I had to put myself out there. Now, if anything's meant for you, won't pass you by, you got to understand it's a double-edged sword here, okay? Remember how light yields life, right? Hydrogen and oxygen yields water. Understand that the life that you feel that is meant for you will not necessarily exist if you aren't doing the work to achieve that life. See, that's why the self-love part is important, because you honor what you love. So don't sit there thinking that things will fall into your lap, that you will find love without being loved yourself, and that even means being vulnerable if you're not putting yourself out there. Because remember, like attracts like. 1 + 1 = 2. Certain actions yield certain results. So are you open to loving yourself? That's self-love. That's what you call self-care. It's about being in the now with a yes and type of attitude. Because we're building, we're growing, we're receiving, we're seeing, we're believing, we're achieving. We're consistently conceiving who we are because we're embracing the now, this moment to say whether or not I want to be more, whether or not I want to be extension, whether or not I am content, whether or not I can see who I am, and where am I going? Why self-love is so important is because you understand it's things that you pay attention to. Are you paying attention to yourself? Remember, we talk about tap in, tap, tap, tap in. Are you tapping into you? And if you aren't, why aren't you? Why wouldn't you? And remember, we talk about this thing about patience. You got to be honest. And if you aren't, understand that's okay, because the journey is the experience. And the experience is the journey. Everything happens at the right timing. When you are in the now, you will understand why things had to happen the way they happen. Even with myself, I had a conversation with my boss. And it was about me standing in my authority, you know, really being upfront and honest about what do I want? What do I want to achieve? The first time I'm nervous, I'm sweating. I got my mom's picture of her and I. I'm burning a white candle. You know, the tears are coming because I had to be bold, right? Then the next year, you know, I still took notes. I didn't have all the crying going on. And I asked for what I want. And then I did it again. And I realized is that now that the stakes are greater, I'm in a sound mind because I've done it before. Just like no difference when I was in college. And I'm sitting in a studio for like, I'm literally renting out the audio studio for at least 6 hours on a Saturday. So that I can be prepared to sit with you right now talking. Now, as I have to be honest with my own self-love, is I want to get to a better part of my vulnerability. Because as I'm unfolding and I'm loving Dawn, I want to be more in the present. Now, remember I told you how my vision board, I have to take your time. Because I want to be able to see love when it sees me, to receive that. I want to be able to open in that vulnerability. You know, it's so easy, at least for me, being somebody that comes off and I'm consistently giving advice and it feels good. But, you know, like Beyonce has a song, who saves the hero after she saves the world? there's still that part of vulnerability where we have to give ourselves permission to be. I have to give myself permission to be so that I can receive the love that I want. I told you. I told you vitamin D was about that. A teacher is forever a student. That's life. Remember, we never stop growing and changing. That's why it has to be a yes and, because you have to be open to receiving. So you can't just stop. So if we're going to talk about what self-love and what it means, you got to know those boundaries. Huh? You got to know how to say no to others so it's saying yes to yourself. You have to give yourself permission to live. You have to remember that you don't have to be in anyone's box of restraints. You don't have to color inside the lines. And that is free. That if it's holding you captive, that's not love. Love doesn't have to hold, because love just attracts. Remember, just like the light, it just attracts. And then when you find somebody that has that same love, because you got it, you just start bouncing off each other and it just starts to do this whole edifying. Yeah. That's the difference. That's what that love is. And as you're understanding that you're constantly growing, you're constantly changing, love is about that forgiveness. No one wants to be condemned. That is not what love is. If God is love, when has God ever shamed you for being who you are? If you are made in the image of likeness, when are you ever condemned for being who you are of good? And with that revelation, that's how the patience takes place, because you don't just learn this overnight. It takes time to get it. Because there's times that you're going to have to stretch because you're growing. You're going to have to work to get those muscles. You're going to have to keep running after the chase because you got to get your lungs. You got to get the resistance. You got to build up your endurance. Okay? Because remember, when we're talking about self-love, we're getting down to the heart of the matter. And when you love yourself, you understand you got to do right by yourself. Because nothing meant for you would pass you by. But remember, like attracts life. That is what self-love is. Remember, we're doing the whole evolution around ourselves. We talked about this, right? And if you are your greatest asset, do you understand why loving that asset is important? Do you understand why it's important to put it first? Do you understand why it needs to be valued? Because it's appreciated. Because it's the essence. It is you and everything that's an extension of you, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your career, whether it's your children, your cousins, your project. You love that. Why wouldn't you love yourself? Huh? Because remember, that's an extension of you. It's about being with that yes and type of attitude. So can you say yes and to yourself? Are you ready to say yes and to loving you? I love me, yes. And I'm great. Yes, and I'm beautiful. Yes, and I'm gonna be this millionaire. Yes, and I walk in authority over my life. Yes, and I can make my wildest dreams come true. Yes, and I love me. Don't you? And we're getting to this point where as we get into the heart of the matter, that's the core, that's the light, that's the vitamin D, that's the center of us, right? Understand we have to care for the roots that's grounded in the core. And we're going to keep extending and keep growing and keep changing with the seasons. Because even if the seasons change, right? That's life. These adversities. Oh, my leaves fell off, but guess what? I'm still rooted. And when the next timing is coming, I'm ready because the fruit's already there because I'm still connected. So stay connected with yourself. Love on yourself. You are your greatest asset. Okay? We're going to have more great vitamin D principles coming up. And I'm so glad that you are here. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. Thank you for investing in you. Can I say thank you? Thank you for loving you. Thank you for showing up and you say, you know what? I want some vitamin D in my life because I'm ready to get excited about my life. Well, we're going to keep doing this. 2021 is going to be expecting some surprises. Every Monday, you're going to definitely get your dose of vitamin D, but I think I'm going to add some more additional, some additional treats in between. Okay? And the only way you're going to be able to find out is if you keep listening. Okay? So I'm going to keep it a little secret, right? And you know that if you want to reach out to us, to me, to Ian, and perhaps we'll talk about it on the show, you can send an email to vitamind@dawndayspeaks.com. That can be an advice letter. That can be a topic, a conversation. That can be a question. It can be whatever, however. As long as it's a conversation between you and me, that's how we be on the Vitamin D podcast, that is. So definitely hit me up because I want to hear from you. vitamind@dawndayspeaks.com. And guess what? If you can't stand it and you need more vitamin D in your life in between, make sure you follow me on all social media @DawnDaySpeaks. You got it? And in the meantime, in between time, always remember, you are your greatest asset.